Reporting from the State Track and Field Championships for 1650 The Fan, I'm Carl Woldridge. On the track right now, we've got the 200-meter dash preliminaries. Rowan Carlson of Tripolo will be competing in Class 1A. Kyle Elliott of West will be competing in Class 4A. Some recent results, Nyla Norman of East finished second in her heat in 25.71. That was fast enough to qualify her for the finals. She'll be running in lane number 1 in the finals on Saturday. 3,200-meter run in Class 4A. Pair of Cedar Falls Tigers running. They both finished top 11. Finishing 7th was Jaden Merrick in 9:21.29. Teammate Luke Hartman finished 11th in 9:34.03. In Class 1A, Aiden Shannon of Wapsie Valley finished 5th in 9:43.45. In the 4A 3,000 meters, Maddie Gallagher of Cedar Falls, the Tiger, finished 20th in 10:58.2. Coming up on the track, we've got Wapsie Valley and Cedar Falls in girls and boys action in the 4x8s. Then we'll have 100-meter dash preliminaries with Hannah Knight of Wapsie Valley, Kennedy Brand of Gladbrook-Rhinebeck, and Addie Oldenberger of Janesville in 1A, and then Nyla Norman of East in 4A. On the boys' side, Rowan Carlson of Tripolo will run in 1A. In Class 4A, it'll be Ben Frazier of West and Shakur Wright of East taking part in the 100-meter dash. After that, it'll be the 400-meter final, and we will get you some results from the high jump. They just finished that up as the winning jump was 6 feet 11 inches, and so we'll get you the results in our next report. From the State Track and Field Championships, for 1650 The Fan, I'm Carl Woldridge.